Thank you for talking with me, Melissa Zapisaki with Organic Alberta. I understand you are the coordinator with the McKenzie County Organic Success Program. So thanks for coming on and talking with me.
Great, thanks for having me.
I'm wondering, what does Organic Alberta do? What is it all about?
Organic Alberta is a nonprofit that represents and supports Alberta's entire organic industry. So that ranges from people who are producers, like farmers growing grains and crops or livestock, to the processors and the businesses that take all of those raw goods and add value to it.
Mm-hmm. Is it a bigger industry coming into Alberta? I'm not 100% sure how many people are organic growers in northern Alberta. Do you have the stats on that?
Yes, this region is a particular focus for Organic Alberta. For example, in 2018, the organic operations in McKenzie County grew from 180 to 272 producers, and that constitutes over 40% of the total organic operations in the province. So we are definitely invested in supporting the region and help build resiliency in the organic community, particularly in McKenzie County.
Mm-hmm. And you're saying that you guys are investing, and great that you bring that up, because there is a grant and as well as a farmer scholarship for just specifically McKenzie County. Can you tell me about it?
Yeah, definitely. So right now we are working on a program called the McKenzie County Organic Success Program. We have 1 year funding to deliver programs to support the organic farmers around market development, diversification, as well as organic crop production. And the farmers in the region are already amazing and growing organic oats and crop production. And what we're offering, just to provide a little bit more extra support, is a scholarship. It's the first time we've offered this anywhere in the province, and it will be specific to McKenzie County farmers. So it's an organic farmer scholarship for organic, as well as transitioning farmers who are growing crops. It could be various from pulses to cereals. And this will align them. Three recipients will receive one-to-one tailored coaching with an independent agronomist. And that will include a site visit, as well as online phone call, texting, email. And the neat thing about this program is that those three farmers will be a bit of a cohort. And part of one of the criteria of the program is that they will then be open to hosting, to being available to host a field day. And that will allow other farmers to come out and see what type of practices they're implementing as they, you know, work with their agronomists and get some tips or ideas or help problem solve some of the production areas that they're looking at.
Is it hard to transition from, say, traditional farming to organic farming?
I think that the quick answer we like to say is, you know, it depends on what you're doing, what's happening on your land. And so there's a lot of resources to support farmers to move from a conventional production to organic production if it's a fit for them. And one of the key things is it takes 36 months of not having synthetic input on the land.
Okay, so you would not be able to use, like, chemicals for 3 years for it to become organic?
That's correct.
Okay.
And part of in the region why there's been a lot of farmers looking at organic production is if they are moving into a field that they're able to open up into farming, then that is becoming an easier way to get into organic production.
Who's all eligible for the scholarship and grant?
So there's two scholarships that we have available. One is for organic and transitioning farmers. So if you are growing any type of grains and you're certified organic or you're in the process of your transition and you live in McKenzie County, your farm is in McKenzie County, then you can apply for this by March 10th. And then we also have a program for those businesses that add value to organic grains. So whether you're a mill or a distributor, or even a retailer that's figuring out how can I bring more organic grains into my business, or a baker. So that group, those businesses in McKenzie County, can also apply for the funding, and their application closes March 31st.
And how much is that for people that are successful in applying?
So they will have up to $2,000 available to support market development activities.
And what happens after you are selected for it? Is there kind of like a follow-up after?
So for the farmer scholarship, that's when in April we will get them. They will get in touch with the agronomist, and the agronomist will schedule a site visit, and then they will start doing their one-on-one meetings. And for the capacity building grant for processors and retailers and bakers, distributors, that's really, they will create a bit of a business plan that they want to accomplish through the scholarship. We approve the amount and then they go and do their activities. So that may include, you know, going to conferences, participating in trade shows, meeting buyers, those types of activities. So it's really, they will determine their schedule on approved activities, and then we reimburse them for the cost.
Okay. Why is transitioning to organic so important for people up in McKenzie County to do?
We look at it as agriculture. There's farmers in the region, and they're interested in looking at what are different opportunities that I can explore for agriculture, for what I want to grow. And so some farmers, organic is a business that they are interested in growing organic crops because of the various options around the opportunities around the market and around their interest in managing organic systems. So we really invite people to look at, is this the right fit for you? Is this something you're interested in doing? And we really support all types of farming in the region. So organics is one of those opportunities that people can pursue.
Melissa, those were my questions about the grant and the scholarship. Did you have anything else that you'd like to add or that I forgot to ask you about it?
You know, one thing, it might be cool if you can highlight, you have like a group of funders that are supporting the Organic Success Program, and that's, you know, it's like a shout off to McKenzie County as well as Ready and then Grain Millers and Sunrise Food International. So all of this funding, all of this work takes place with many funders and sponsors coming together.
Well, thank you for talking with me today, Melissa. It was a pleasure having you.
Okay, thanks so much, Erica. I really appreciate you taking an interest in us. Thank you.